Mula Pariyaya Sutta, The Root of All Things, translated by Bhikkhu Bodhi. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was living in Ukata, in the Supaka Grove, at the root of a royal sala tree. There he addressed the bhikkhus thus. "Bhikkhus?" "Venerable sir," they replied. The Blessed One said this. "Bhikkhus, I shall teach you a discourse on the root of all things. Listen and attend closely to what I shall say." "Yes, venerable sir," the bhikkhus replied. The Blessed One said this. "Hear, bhikkhus, an untaught ordinary person, who has no regard for noble ones and is unskilled and undisciplined in their Dhamma, who has no regard for true men and is unskilled and undisciplined in their Dhamma, perceives earth as earth. Having perceived earth as earth, he conceives himself as earth. He conceives himself in earth. He conceives himself apart from earth. He conceives earth to be mine. He delights in earth. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives water as water. Having perceived water as water, he conceives himself as water. He conceives himself in water. He conceives himself apart from water. He conceives water to be mine. He delights in water. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives fire as fire. Having perceived fire as fire, he conceives himself as fire. He conceives himself in fire. He conceives himself apart from fire. He conceives fire to be mine. He delights in fire. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives air as air. Having perceived air as air, he conceives himself as air. He conceives himself in air. He conceives himself apart from air. He conceives air to be mine. He delights in air. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives beings as beings. Having perceived beings as beings, he conceives beings. He conceives himself in beings. He conceives himself apart from beings. He conceives beings to be mine. He delights in beings. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives gods as gods. Having perceived gods as gods, he conceives gods. He conceives himself in gods. He conceives himself apart from gods. He conceives gods to be mine. He delights in gods. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives Pajapati as Pajapati. Having perceived Pajapati as Pajapati, he conceives Pajapati. He conceives himself in Pajapati. He conceives himself apart from Pajapati. He conceives Pajapati to be mine. He delights in Pajapati. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives Brahma as Brahma. Having perceived Brahma as Brahma, he conceives Brahma. He conceives himself in Brahma. He conceives himself apart from Brahma. He conceives Brahma to be mine. He delights in Brahma. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance. Having perceived the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance, he conceives the gods of streaming radiance. He conceives himself in the gods of streaming radiance. He conceives himself apart from the gods of streaming radiance. He conceives the gods of streaming radiance to be mine. He delights in the gods of streaming radiance. Why is that? because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory. Having perceived the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory, he conceives the gods of refulgent glory. He conceives himself in the gods of refulgent glory. He conceives himself apart from the gods of refulgent glory. He conceives the gods of refulgent glory to be mine. He delights in the gods of refulgent glory. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit. Having perceived the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit, he conceives the gods of great fruit. He conceives himself in the gods of great fruit. He conceives himself apart from the gods of great fruit. He conceives the gods of great fruit to be mine. He delights in the gods of great fruit. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the overlord as the overlord. Having perceived the overlord as the overlord, he conceives the overlord. He conceives himself in the overlord. He conceives himself apart from the overlord. He conceives the overlord to be mine. He delights in the overlord. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space. Having perceived the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space, he conceives himself as the base of infinite space. He conceives himself in the base of infinite space. He conceives himself apart from the base of infinite space. He conceives the base of infinite space to be mine. He delights in the base of infinite space. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness. Having perceived the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness, he conceives himself as the base of infinite consciousness. He conceives himself in the base of infinite consciousness. He conceives himself apart from the base of infinite consciousness. He conceives the base of infinite consciousness to be mine. He delights in the base of infinite consciousness. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness. Having perceived the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness, he conceives himself as the base of nothingness. He conceives himself in the base of nothingness. He conceives himself apart from the base of nothingness. He conceives the base of nothingness to be mine. He delights in the base of nothingness. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Having perceived the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception, he conceives himself as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He conceives himself in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He conceives himself apart from the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He conceives the base of neither perception nor non-perception to be mine. He delights in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the seen as the seen. Having perceived the seen as the seen, he conceives himself as the seen. He conceives himself in the seen. He conceives himself apart from the seen. He conceives the seen to be mine. He delights in the seen. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the herd as the herd. Having perceived the herd as the herd, he conceives himself as the herd. He conceives himself in the herd. He conceives himself apart from the herd. He conceives the herd to be mine. He delights in the herd. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the sensed as the sensed. Having perceived the sensed as the sensed, he conceives himself as the sensed. He conceives himself in the sensed. He conceives himself apart from the sensed. He conceives the sensed to be mine. He delights in the sensed. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives the cognized as the cognized. Having perceived the cognized as the cognized, he conceives himself as the cognized. He conceives himself in the cognized. He conceives himself apart from the cognized. He conceives the cognized to be mine. He delights in the cognized. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives unity as unity. Having perceived unity as unity, he conceives himself as unity. He conceives himself in unity. He conceives himself apart from unity. He conceives unity to be mine. He delights in unity. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives diversity as diversity. Having perceived diversity as diversity, he conceives himself as diversity. He conceives himself in diversity. He conceives himself apart from diversity. He conceives diversity to be mine. He delights in diversity. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives all as all. Having perceived all as all, he conceives himself as all. He conceives himself in all. He conceives himself apart from all. He conceives all to be mine. He delights in all. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. He perceives Nibbana as Nibbana. Having perceived Nibbana as Nibbana, he conceives himself as Nibbana. He conceives himself in Nibbana. He conceives himself apart from Nibbana. He conceives Nibbana to be mine. He delights in Nibbana. Why is that? Because he has not fully understood it, I say. Bhikkhus? A bhikkhu who is in higher training, whose mind has not yet reached the goal, and who is still aspiring to the supreme security from bondage, directly knows earth as earth. Having directly known earth as earth, he should not conceive himself as earth. He should not conceive himself in earth. He should not conceive himself apart from earth. He should not conceive earth to be mine. He should not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows water as water. Having directly known water as water, he should not conceive himself as water. He should not conceive himself in water. He should not conceive himself apart from water. He should not conceive water to be mine. He should not delight in water. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows fire as fire. Having directly known fire as fire, he should not conceive himself as fire. He should not conceive himself in fire. He should not conceive himself apart from fire. He should not conceive fire to be mine. He should not delight in fire. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows air as air. Having directly known air as air, he should not conceive himself as air. He should not conceive himself in air. He should not conceive himself apart from air. He should not conceive air to be mine. He should not delight in air. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows beings as beings. Having directly known beings as beings, he should not conceive himself as beings. He should not conceive himself in beings. He should not conceive himself apart from beings. He should not conceive beings to be mine. He should not delight in beings. Why is that? because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows gods as gods. Having directly known gods as gods, he conceives gods. He should not conceive himself in gods. He should not conceive himself apart from gods. He should not conceive gods to be mine. He should not delight in gods. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows Pajapati as Pajapati. Having directly known Pajapati as Pajapati, he conceives Pajapati. He should not conceive himself in Pajapati. He should not conceive himself apart from Pajapati. He should not conceive Pajapati to be mine. He should not delight in Pajapati. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows Brahma as Brahma. Having directly known Brahma as Brahma, he conceives Brahma. He should not conceive himself in Brahma. He should not conceive himself apart from Brahma. He should not conceive Brahma to be mine. He should not delight in Brahma. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance. Having directly known the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance, he conceives the gods of streaming radiance. He should not conceive himself in the gods of streaming radiance. He should not conceive himself apart from the gods of streaming radiance. He should not conceive the gods of streaming radiance to be mine. He should not delight in the gods of streaming radiance. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory. Having directly known the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory, he conceives the gods of refulgent glory. He should not conceive himself in the gods of refulgent glory. He should not conceive himself apart from the gods of refulgent glory. He should not conceive the gods of refulgent glory to be mine. He should not delight in the gods of refulgent glory. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit. Having directly known the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit, he conceives the gods of great fruit. He should not conceive himself in the gods of great fruit. He should not conceive himself apart from the gods of great fruit. He should not conceive the gods of great fruit to be mine. He should not delight in the gods of great fruit. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the overlord as the overlord. Having directly known the overlord as the overlord, he conceives the overlord. He should not conceive himself in the overlord. He should not conceive himself apart from the overlord. He should not conceive the overlord to be mine. He should not delight in the overlord. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space. Having directly known the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space, he should not conceive himself as the base of infinite space. He should not conceive himself in the base of infinite space. He should not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite space. He should not conceive the base of infinite space to be mine. He should not delight in the base of infinite space. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness. Having directly known the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness, he should not conceive himself as the base of infinite consciousness. He should not conceive himself in the base of infinite consciousness. He should not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite consciousness. He should not conceive the base of infinite consciousness to be mine. He should not delight in the base of infinite consciousness. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness. Having directly known the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness, he should not conceive himself as the base of nothingness. He should not conceive himself in the base of nothingness. He should not conceive himself apart from the base of nothingness. He should not conceive the base of nothingness to be mine. He should not delight in the base of nothingness. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Having directly known the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception, he should not conceive himself as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He should not conceive himself in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He should not conceive himself apart from the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He should not conceive the base of neither perception nor non-perception to be mine. He should not delight in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the seen as the seen. Having directly known the seen as the seen, he should not conceive himself as the seen. He should not conceive himself in the seen. He should not conceive himself apart from the seen. He should not conceive the seen to be mine. He should not delight in the seen. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the herd as the herd. Having directly known the herd as the herd, he should not conceive himself as the herd. He should not conceive himself in the herd. He should not conceive himself apart from the herd. He should not conceive the herd to be mine. He should not delight in the herd. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the sensed as the sensed. Having directly known the sensed as the sensed, he should not conceive himself as the sensed. He should not conceive himself in the sensed. He should not conceive himself apart from the sensed. He should not conceive the sensed to be mine. He should not delight in the sensed. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows the cognized as the cognized. Having directly known the cognized as the cognized, he should not conceive himself as the cognized. He should not conceive himself in the cognized. He should not conceive himself apart from the cognized. He should not conceive the cognized to be mine. He should not delight in the cognized. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows unity as unity. Having directly known unity as unity, he should not conceive himself as unity. He should not conceive himself in unity. He should not conceive himself apart from unity. He should not conceive unity to be mine. He should not delight in unity. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows diversity as diversity. Having directly known diversity as diversity, he should not conceive himself as diversity. He should not conceive himself in diversity. He should not conceive himself apart from diversity. He should not conceive diversity to be mine. He should not delight in diversity. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows all as all. Having directly known all as all, he should not conceive himself as all. He should not conceive himself in all. He should not conceive himself apart from all. He should not conceive all to be mine. He should not delight in all. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. He directly knows Nibbana as Nibbana. Having directly known Nibbana as Nibbana, he should not conceive himself as Nibbana. He should not conceive himself in Nibbana. He should not conceive himself apart from Nibbana. He should not conceive Nibbana to be mine. He should not delight in Nibbana. Why is that? Because he must fully understand it, I say. Bhikkhus, a bhikkhu who is an arahant, with taints destroyed, who has lived the holy life, done what had to be done, laid down the burden, reached his own goal, destroyed the fetters of being, and is completely liberated through final knowledge, he too directly knows earth as earth. Having directly known earth as earth, he does not conceive himself as earth. He does not conceive himself in earth. He does not conceive himself apart from earth. He does not conceive earth to be mine. He does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows water as water. Having directly known water as water, he does not conceive himself as water. He does not conceive himself in water. He does not conceive himself apart from water. He does not conceive water to be mine. He does not delight in water. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows fire as fire. Having directly known fire as fire, he does not conceive himself as fire. He does not conceive himself in fire. He does not conceive himself apart from fire. He does not conceive fire to be mine. He does not delight in fire. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows air as air. Having directly known air as air, he does not conceive himself as air. He does not conceive himself in air. He does not conceive himself apart from air. He does not conceive air to be mine. He does not delight in air. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows beings as beings. Having directly known beings as beings, he does not conceive himself as beings. He does not conceive himself in beings. He does not conceive himself apart from beings. He does not conceive beings to be mine. He does not delight in beings. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows gods as gods. Having directly known gods as gods, he conceives gods. He does not conceive himself in gods. He does not conceive himself apart from gods. He does not conceive gods to be mine. He does not delight in gods. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows Pachapati as Pachapati. Having directly known Pachapati as Pachapati, he conceives Pachapati. He does not conceive himself in Pachapati. He does not conceive himself apart from Pachapati. He does not conceive Pachapati to be mine. He does not delight in Pachapati. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows Brahma as Brahma. Having directly known Brahma as Brahma, he conceives Brahma. He does not conceive himself in Brahma. He does not conceive himself apart from Brahma. He does not conceive Brahma to be mine. He does not delight in Brahma. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance. Having directly known the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance, he conceives the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive himself in the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive the gods of streaming radiance to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of streaming radiance. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory. Having directly known the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory, he conceives the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive himself in the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive the gods of refulgent glory to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of refulgent glory. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit. Having directly known the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit, he conceives the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive himself in the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive the gods of great fruit to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of great fruit. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the Overlord as the Overlord. Having directly known the Overlord as the Overlord, he conceives the Overlord. He does not conceive himself in the Overlord. He does not conceive himself apart from the Overlord. He does not conceive the Overlord to be mine. He does not delight in the Overlord. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space. Having directly known the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space, he does not conceive himself as the base of infinite space. He does not conceive himself in the base of infinite space. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite space. He does not conceive the base of infinite space to be mine. He does not delight in the base of infinite space. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness. Having directly known the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness, he does not conceive himself as the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive himself in the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive the base of infinite consciousness to be mine. He does not delight in the base of infinite consciousness. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness. Having directly known the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness, he does not conceive himself as the base of nothingness. He does not conceive himself in the base of nothingness. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of nothingness. He does not conceive the base of nothingness to be mine. He does not delight in the base of nothingness. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Having directly known the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception, he does not conceive himself as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive himself in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive the base of neither perception nor non-perception to be mine. He does not delight in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the seen as the seen. Having directly known the seen as the seen, he does not conceive himself as the seen. He does not conceive himself in the seen. He does not conceive himself apart from the seen. He does not conceive the seen to be mine. He does not delight in the seen. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the herd as the herd. Having directly known the herd as the herd, he does not conceive himself as the herd. He does not conceive himself in the herd. He does not conceive himself apart from the herd. He does not conceive the herd to be mine. He does not delight in the herd. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the sensed as the sensed. Having directly known the sensed as the sensed, he does not conceive himself as the sensed. He does not conceive himself in the sensed. He does not conceive himself apart from the sensed. He does not conceive the sensed to be mine. He does not delight in the sensed. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows the cognized as the cognized. Having directly known the cognized as the cognized, he does not conceive himself as the cognized. He does not conceive himself in the cognized. He does not conceive himself apart from the cognized. He does not conceive the cognized to be mine. He does not delight in the cognized. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows unity as unity. Having directly known unity as unity, he does not conceive himself as unity. He does not conceive himself in unity. He does not conceive himself apart from unity. He does not conceive unity to be mine. He does not delight in unity. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows diversity as diversity. Having directly known diversity as diversity, he does not conceive himself as diversity. He does not conceive himself in diversity. He does not conceive himself apart from diversity. He does not conceive diversity to be mine. He does not delight in diversity. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows all as all. Having directly known all as all, he does not conceive himself as all. He does not conceive himself in all. He does not conceive himself apart from all. He does not conceive all to be mine. He does not delight in all. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. He directly knows Nibbana as Nibbana. Having directly known Nibbana as Nibbana, he does not conceive himself as Nibbana. He does not conceive himself in Nibbana. He does not conceive himself apart from Nibbana. He does not conceive Nibbana to be mine. He does not delight in Nibbana. Why is that? Because he has fully understood it, I say. Because he is free from lust through the destruction of lust. Because he is free from hate through the destruction of hate. Because he is free from delusion through the destruction of delusion. Bhikkhus, the Tathagata too accomplished and fully enlightened directly knows earth as earth. Having directly known earth as earth, he does not conceive himself as earth. He does not conceive himself in earth. He does not conceive himself apart from earth. He does not conceive earth to be mine. He does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows water as water. Having directly known water as water, he does not conceive himself as water. He does not conceive himself in water. He does not conceive himself apart from water. He does not conceive water to be mine. He does not delight in water. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows fire as fire. Having directly known fire as fire, he does not conceive himself as fire. He does not conceive himself in fire. He does not conceive himself apart from fire. He does not conceive fire to be mine. He does not delight in fire. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows air as air. Having directly known air as air, he does not conceive himself as air. He does not conceive himself in air. He does not conceive himself apart from air. He does not conceive air to be mine. He does not delight in air. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows beings as beings. Having directly known beings as beings, he does not conceive himself as beings. He does not conceive himself in beings. He does not conceive himself apart from beings. He does not conceive beings to be mine. He does not delight in beings. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition, there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows gods as gods. Having directly known gods as gods, he conceives gods. He does not conceive himself in gods. He does not conceive himself apart from gods. He does not conceive gods to be mine. He does not delight in gods. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows Pajapati as Pajapati. Having directly known Pajapati as Pajapati, he conceives Pajapati. He does not conceive himself in Pajapati. He does not conceive himself apart from Pajapati. He does not conceive Pajapati to be mine. He does not delight in Pajapati. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows Brahma as Brahma. Having directly known Brahma as Brahma, he conceives Brahma. He does not conceive himself in Brahma. He does not conceive himself apart from Brahma. He does not conceive Brahma to be mine. He does not delight in Brahma. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance. Having directly known the gods of streaming radiance as the gods of streaming radiance, he conceives the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive himself in the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of streaming radiance. He does not conceive the gods of streaming radiance to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of streaming radiance. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory. Having directly known the gods of refulgent glory as the gods of refulgent glory, he conceives the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive himself in the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of refulgent glory. He does not conceive the gods of refulgent glory to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of refulgent glory. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit. Having directly known the gods of great fruit as the gods of great fruit, he conceives the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive himself in the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive himself apart from the gods of great fruit. He does not conceive the gods of great fruit to be mine. He does not delight in the gods of great fruit. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the Overlord as the Overlord. Having directly known the Overlord as the Overlord, he conceives the Overlord. He does not conceive himself in the Overlord. He does not conceive himself apart from the Overlord. He does not conceive the Overlord to be mine. He does not delight in the Overlord. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space. Having directly known the base of infinite space as the base of infinite space, he does not conceive himself as the base of infinite space. He does not conceive himself in the base of infinite space. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite space. He does not conceive the base of infinite space to be mine. He does not delight in the base of infinite space. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is aging and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness. Having directly known the base of infinite consciousness as the base of infinite consciousness, he does not conceive himself as the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive himself in the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of infinite consciousness. He does not conceive the base of infinite consciousness to be mine. He does not delight in the base of infinite consciousness. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness. Having directly known the base of nothingness as the base of nothingness, he does not conceive himself as the base of nothingness. He does not conceive himself in the base of nothingness. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of nothingness. He does not conceive the base of nothingness to be mine. He does not delight in the base of nothingness. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Having directly known the base of neither perception nor non-perception as the base of neither perception nor non-perception, he does not conceive himself as the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive himself in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive himself apart from the base of neither perception nor non-perception. He does not conceive the base of neither perception nor non-perception to be mine. He does not delight in the base of neither perception nor non-perception. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the seen as the seen. Having directly known the seen as the seen, he does not conceive himself as the seen. He does not conceive himself in the seen. He does not conceive himself apart from the seen. He does not conceive the seen to be mine. He does not delight in the seen. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the herd as the herd. Having directly known the herd as the herd, he does not conceive himself as the herd. He does not conceive himself in the herd. He does not conceive himself apart from the herd. He does not conceive the herd to be mine. He does not delight in the herd. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition, there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the sensed as the sensed. Having directly known the sensed as the sensed, he does not conceive himself as the sensed. He does not conceive himself in the sensed. He does not conceive himself apart from the sensed. He does not conceive the sensed to be mine. He does not delight in the sensed. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition, there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows the cognized as the cognized. Having directly known the cognized as the cognized, he does not conceive himself as the cognized. He does not conceive himself in the cognized. He does not conceive himself apart from the cognized. He does not conceive the cognized to be mine. He does not delight in the cognized. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition, there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be, there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows unity as unity. Having directly known unity as unity, he does not conceive himself as unity. He does not conceive himself in unity. He does not conceive himself apart from unity. He does not conceive unity to be mine. He does not delight in unity. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows diversity as diversity. Having directly known diversity as diversity, he does not conceive himself as diversity. He does not conceive himself in diversity. He does not conceive himself apart from diversity. He does not conceive diversity to be mine. He does not delight in diversity. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows all as all. Having directly known all as all, he does not conceive himself as all. He does not conceive himself in all. He does not conceive himself apart from all. He does not conceive all to be mine. He does not delight in all. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata has awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. He too directly knows Nibbana as Nibbana. Having directly known Nibbana as Nibbana, he does not conceive himself as Nibbana. He does not conceive himself in Nibbana. He does not conceive himself apart from Nibbana. He does not conceive Nibbana to be mine. He does not delight in Nibbana. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has fully understood it to the end, I say. Because he has understood that delight is the root of suffering, and that with being as condition there is birth, and that for whatever has come to be there is ageing and death. Therefore, bhikkhus, through the complete destruction, fading away, cessation, giving up, and relinquishing of cravings, the Tathagata is awakened to supreme full enlightenment, I say. That is what the Blessed One said, but those bhikkhus did not delight in the Blessed One's words.